Welcome back, LFU. It's time for Lads Pre-Season Pod. It feels good, doesn't it? After all of the World Cup rubbish has blown over, we're back to it now. I had a good break. Hopefully you did as well. And I cannot wait to get started again. Of course, no match day pods. It's all pre-season talk to get you ready for our 26-27 Premier League campaign. So, what's coming up today? We're going to talk about what's happened so far. So, mainly the pre-season business, outgoings as well, and potential Leicester City legal action seems interesting. The US tour as well, that's kicking off tomorrow on Saturday against Wrexham. And of course, you play a few other teams in that, which we'll talk about later. And potential signings. I'm going to be talking about my three players I'd like to see Leeds United sign. So, let's get stuck into it. What's happened so far? So, the business side of things in terms of Leeds signing players, it's not happened as rapidly in comparison to last year, but benefit of the doubt, the World Cup has just started. I probably believe that there are players that Leeds are after that were in the World Cup, and it makes sense to go after them afterwards, just in case there's any big injuries. And of course, the players are going to be 100% focused on their World Cup campaign with their respective countries. We've made two signings, which is fantastic. Two good signings, in my opinion. I think these could turn out to be really solid signings. And starting off with Harry Wilson, it's an extremely sensible signing. It's just what we needed. We have a player who can play in the three behind the striker, because I feel like we might be going back to a 4-2-3-1 this season. Harry Wilson, he can play on the right, he can play at 10, probably can do a shift out on the left as well. This is a transfer that's been brewing for quite a while. If you remember, in January, we were after him to sign him with money, but instead, we stayed up, we got him on a free. It's a brilliant bit of business with hindsight, you know, dodging what would have been about a £15 million fee, something around that, then getting him on a free. And it's a quality signing. It's a quality signing for Leeds United. It could, in my opinion, he could be one of the best playmakers outside of the big six. What the business he was doing last season, his output was fantastic. He has that potential to do the spectacular. Some of the goals he was scoring, the crosses he does, he is an outrageous player. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Harry Wilson play for Leeds United. I feel like it's a player we've been tracking for a while now. Now it's good to get him on that free transfer. What a steal. I'm quite surprised there weren't more clubs in for him. Saying that, there probably was. We didn't just see a lot of it, but great signing for Leeds United. I'm really excited to see what he does for us this season. Then moving on, we've signed the big Bosnian centre-back, Mu Mirovic. And I won't lie, I didn't know much about him pre-Leeds, so I'm not going to try and sit here and lie to you talking about how good of a player he is. He's a Bosnian international, previously coming through at Juventus before making the switch to Sassuolo. So kind of came through that Juventus youth system, went to another Italian team, and I believe Juve had a £20 million buyback clause with him. But of course, Sassuolo, they see €40 million on the table. They're going to sell him to Leeds United, aren't they? The only thing that I've seen of this guy is this Juve fan on TikTok was singing his praises, you know, saying it's going to be a mistake getting rid of him. They should have activated the buyback clause, saying he was going to be like a Dean Huijsen-esque player. If you remember that centre-back that played for Bournemouth and then went on to play for Real Madrid. If he's going to be like that, then that's absolutely fantastic, because he was a quality player, but hopefully we can keep him for a bit longer. He's 6'4", left-footed. This is our Pascal Strike upgrade, hopefully, you know. A player with a tall stature, left-footed, you know, those centre-backs don't come up in the market a lot, hence why we've probably paid this €40 million fee for him, because he's a bit of a rare player, so, you know, like I was saying, 6'4", left-footed, you don't get many centre-backs like that. We needed a centre-back as well after selling Pascal Strike. Let's hope he can do the job for Leeds United. He's young as well. The potential's there. He could be a good quality signing for us, but of course, we need to see how he kicks on in pre-season and over the first few games of the season. So There are two incomings we've had so far. Let's move on to the outgoings for Leeds United. Starting off with Pascal Strike. If you remember the last episode where I did keep, sell and loan, Pascal Strike was on the sell list for me. And yes, I am sort of happy we sold him. I feel like he was, you know, starting to underperform a little and, you know, he's coming into the last year of his contract. There was no talk of renewing it whatsoever. However, the only thing I'm disappointed by is the destination of the transfer. He's going to Brighton, a team that we could hopefully, you know, be competitive with this season. And usually when Brighton signs a player, it means they have a bit more about them, you know, there's a bit more of a potential there to unlock. So I'm kind of 50-50 with that. I would have been fine selling him to like a European team or something, but you know, the fact that Brighton are picking him up kind of unsettles me a bit because he could go there and be unreal. But then again, it's a left-footed centre-back. Those don't come around too often in the market. It's probably a sensible pickup from Brighton. And, you know, I'm content with this sale overall. £20 million, I think, is roughly what I said we should try and sell him for. So we got a decent bit of money for him there. And as well as that, the replacement signing, Mumerovic, we've spent €40 million on him. So hopefully Mumerovic is going to be the good replacement. Strike, some great seasons at Leeds United. You know, he's been a staple in this squad for quite some time now. However, I've never really been his biggest fan. £20 million to sell him, I think that's fine. Then moving on to Carl Darlow. Yes, Carl Darlow, you little snake. I'm slightly frustrated with selling Darlow, you know, without saying the obvious about it, you know, the fact that he's gone to scum. I don't really understand this move from his perspective because I feel like Darlow only would have signed on if he was going to get first team football. But then again, he's gone to scum to be a backup. He's probably earning quite a fair bit of money and he is going to be the backup keeper there. You know, I've seen rumours of them letting go of some goalkeepers and of course keeping their main man. He would have been good for depth if we kept him. You know, obviously we're stripped down to about one first team keeper now, which is Lucas Perry. Of course, Alex Cairns is there, but he's inevitably going to be the third choice keeper because we will sign a goalkeeper in this transfer window. And it would have been nice to have Darlow there, you know, as a little backup just in case, like what happened last season where our goalkeeper department just implodes and Darlow's there. He's a good keeper. Disappointed he's gone. But then again, we're going to sign another goalkeeper. So fingers crossed. It's a huge upgrade. And moving on to another goalkeeper that's left Leeds United is Ilan Meslier, who has somehow fallen upwards in his career. What a shock move that was. I did not expect him to go to Arsenal. I'm a little disappointed for him, though, because I felt he could have got his career back on track with, you know, a decent first-team move, whether that was going back to France or maybe dropping down to the Championship. But then again, I just think his stock for a first-team keeper in England has just dropped substantially, you know, getting shifted out of a Championship team for Carl Darlow to start, not getting a sniff in this Premier League side as well. He had Lucas Perry ahead of him all season, but again, it's a player we needed to let go. No way back into the first team for him. It's been a long time coming to get rid of Ilan Meslier on a free. I'm fine with that, but again, I feel like this kind of shows we're a terrible selling club. Leeds United do not sell well. I feel like we always undervalue players or we just let them go on a free. But then again, if we're selling Meslier, we probably would have got like £3 million for him. A player who is left on loan is Harry Gray. A loan to Chef Wednesday now in the keep loan and sell podcast. I said we should have kept him and tried to integrate him into the first team a little bit, but it does make sense loaning him out, of course, because last season's loan was cut short with Rotherham. You know, he got that injury, so it's probably the right decision to send him out on loan again as well. And Sheffield Wednesday should be a nice fit for him, you know. They're going to be a team that's battling for automatic promotion in League One, possibly in that top spot as well. So if he gets a lot of game time in that team, it'll be good to see him perform well. And I think Sheffield Wednesday is a very nice fit for Harry Gray. And then as well as that, Isaac Schmidt has left Leeds United as well. Again, it's one of those ones. It was probably time for him to go. I was a bit disappointed that we never got to see a bit more of him as I felt there was a player in there, especially when we were in the Championship. Every time he came on, he did look good. So it's disappointing to see him leave Leeds United, having no real effect on the team, but he just won't be Prem standard anymore, in my opinion, you know. Look at the fullbacks we have. Every single one of them gets ahead of him, so it's good to shift him on. I would like to see a fullback come in as cover, but only time will tell with that. And a player I'm assuming is going to leave just because of all the rumours we've seen is Werber. I completely forgot about him in the Keep, Loan and Sell episode. It seems like we're terminating his contract. He looks like he's getting a move to Schalke. I'm more than fine with that, you know. Let's just get rid of him. He's offering nothing to this club right now. So they are the outgoings and the incomings that Leeds United have done so far in the pre-season business. And moving on to something which I've seen pop up on Twitter a couple times over the past couple weeks is potential Leicester City legal actions. So, like I said, I've seen this on social media. I don't know how genuine this is going to be, but in my opinion, should we really bother with this? No, I don't think we should, because I think it's going to be a waste of time. You know, it could come, you know, flip back and bite us on the backside, and, you know, we end up having to pay Leicester something. It's not worth the time. We're in a good place right now. Just leave Leicester as they are. You can make the argument that we lost out on promotion. It meant we had to offload players such as Gray, Somerville and Rutter. But we costed ourselves promotion that season, not Leicester. We had the quality of players to easily get automatic promotion, and we just didn't do anything with it. But if we are successful with it, I don't have a problem. But again, it's one of those. I'm not too fussed about if we chase it. But if we end up winning this case, then that's fine. An extra few coin in the bank ain't bad at all. So let's move on to talk about the US preseason tour. So we play three teams, Wrexham, Sunderland and Liverpool. Wrexham we play tomorrow on Saturday, and Sunderland the week after, and Liverpool in 2 weeks' time. These tours, I never really take anything away from them. I don't think they're that important. Of course, to get the players back up and running in that system, you know, that we're going to be playing in the season. But then again, if any of the players have stinkers, I'm not going to be entering panic mode straight away, because if they have a stinker there, then play well in the season, then that's fine. And of course, it'll be great to see the new signings perform as well. You know, Mumerovic and Harry Wilson have been taken with the squad, and there's a lot of youth players in this team as well. But if we go on to lose to Sunderland and Liverpool, we should go and beat Wrexham realistically. I won't be losing any sleep over those results whatsoever. But the most interesting thing about this tour, in my opinion, is the squad. It's a huge squad. Of course, all of our first team players in there, bar the absentee of Noah Okafor, who's on an extended break. There's a lot of youth in there, but our team just looks a little thin. Now, just go look at that squad we're taking to the US and just have a quick read through of it. There's not that many first team players in there. There's a lot of youth players, and it, you know, it kind of shows the areas where we need to upgrade in. It's a huge list, but of course, like I said, it'll be nice to see the youth players get some game time, you know, some of the first 11 players performing well as well. But it's a very interesting team, and some notable absentees from this team that's going over to the US. Okafor, like I said, but he's on an extended break after his World Cup campaign with Switzerland. And then as well as that, we have players like Ramazani, Gelhardt and Harrison who are missing from the squad. And what I really want to highlight from this, because Gelhardt and Harrison, I think they're guaranteed to be on the way out. I think Harrison, we just need to get rid of him. You know, he's just taking up a wage at the club. Let's just get him gone. Gelhardt, I would like to see him find the way back into the matchday squad, but I don't think it will happen. He probably wants to leave. He can be a first-team player for any championship club and possibly one of the newly promoted sides as well. But I wanted to focus on Ramazani because I'm slightly gutted about this, because if you remember in the episode for Keep, Loan and Sell, I said we should keep him, and I felt like he would have been a more of an addition to this team this season. He's been, it's a bit of a disappointing way he's been handled with under Daniel Farke and Leeds United, because I think there was so much potential for him. You know, in that promotion season, he did so many good things. He scored so many goals. It was so obvious there was a talent there. I feel like he could be included into this squad, you know, possibly being on the bench for Premier League games, but it's really disappointing to see him like this. I think we're probably going to end up selling him, which I think could bite us back. because there is a player in there. We could definitely has more to offer to Leeds United than what he has already. I feel like he could contribute in the Premier League. I think he's got the skill set to play in the Premier League. And of course, Valencia, he kind of had an okay-ish time there, but some of the goals he scored, well taken. He is a quality player, so I will be gutted when he probably inevitably leaves, because if he hasn't been taken on that US tour, he's probably not going to be a Leeds United player for much longer. So overall, with the US tour, the squad looks a little thin. Realistically, only one first team keeper. Fullbacks positions also look light as well. We have James Justin, Goodmanson, and Bogle, and that's it, really. Defo room to have to sign some players. You know, we need to sign a lot more players this transfer window, and it's going to be interesting to see what the formation is. Of course, last season we reinvented ourselves with that five back, but I think Daniel Farke will return to the fullback. See how we do in preseason, and of course, when the season starts, it'll be interesting to see how we crack on with that. Do we stick with the five back maybe against bigger teams, you know, the teams that are harder to beat, or do we just continue playing with that four back? But of course, we're running the line of what we did last season where we just had that bit of a collapse, but hopefully we sign some quality players that means we can play with that four at the back, that 4-2-3-1 that we know Daniel Farke loves. So it's going to be an interesting tour. Of course, I'm not going to take too much away from it, especially from the games, because I just don't think in terms of play performance they matter that much. It depends what they do in the season. So of course I'll be keeping an eye on it, but you know, I'm not going to be losing sleep over anything whatsoever. Now it's time for my potential signings for Leeds United. So each week I'm going to list off three players I'd like to see Leeds United sign this transfer window. And I'll be honest, two of the three of these players, my bad, they are pretty basic. Kicking things off with the first potential signing I'd like to see Leeds United sign is James Trafford. It feels like a no-brainer, really. This has been brewing up for a while. And of course, yesterday, we had the reports of, you know, we're in for him. We're in talks with Man City now. James Trafford is leaning to go to Leeds United. It'll be interesting to see what the deal is. Are we going to get him on a transfer fee, or are we going to see him get loaned to Leeds United? Part of the England squad, he's got huge, huge potential as well. In my opinion, there's a reason why Man City picked him up, and we need to solidify that number one spot with years to come, and I feel like he could be the man for it. He's young, he's obviously got talent, and he could be that player to take that Leeds United shirt, you know, and play for us for a good few years before we inevitably sell him to a big club. But a potential fee for him, I think we're probably looking at over 30 million plus. I think maybe within the 35 million region. City won't let him go for cheap purely because there's a player with potential there. And of course, they don't want the embarrassment of if he turns out to be amazing, they only sold him for peanuts. 35 million for him, I think, is pretty reasonable. Again, it is expensive for a keeper, you know. I don't think Leeds United have ever spent that money on a keeper in a whole entire life. So 35 mil will be reasonable for him. He has that potential. He's part of the England squad. We need to sign him. I think he'll be a top quality signing for Leeds United. And the second player I'd like to see us sign, again, it's one we are heavily linked with already. I believe him and his father visited Thorpe Arch recently as well. It's Julian Brandt. He's a free agent, which is even better. An attacking midfielder, which is what I feel we need right now. He can also play off the wing as well. Last season, 29 matches played, 7 goals, 4 assists. That's a pretty decent return, especially in a competitive Dortmund side. He's 6'4", physical presence in attack. That's just what we need. He's been playing with Dortmund since 2019. European experience. This guy's been playing at a top level for the majority of his career, and I feel like picking him up as a free agent will just be fantastic and just what we need in this Leeds United team, because we need a good solid 10. And my third player, this is a player I've sort of admired for the past 2 years now because I really like his style, and it is Promise David. I've been keeping an eye on him for a while now. He's a Canadian international playing consistently in the World Cup for them. He plays out in the Belgium League at the minute. He's 25 years old, 6'5", 15 goals across all competitions in Belgium last year. I think it'd be a nice signing because I feel like Calvert-Lewin definitely has the potential to lead the line for Leeds United this season. And if we bring in a player like Promise David, he's taller than Calvert-Lewin, probably going to be more physical. He's out playing international football as well. A decent return in the Belgium League. He's young. He has that potential to grow even more. I feel like he'd be a good signing. I've always liked him. I like this sort of physical striker, and I feel like he could be the player for us. It is a risky signing, though, that could potentially pay off, because I remember a player that was similar to him a few seasons ago was when Southampton signed that Onuachu, 6'7" striker, signed him from the Belgium League, but he just absolutely flopped over in England. But I feel like Promise David could be a good player. You know, he's going to suit that physical style that we're playing now with our strikers. I think he could fit into this team perfectly. And I think a transfer fee, we're looking at about 15 mil, 20 million pounds. Belgian players are quite cheap a lot of the time, and as well as their wages as well. They never ask for too much money. So I feel like he could be a solid signing. So there we go. There's my three players I'd like to see Leeds United sign in this transfer window. James Trafford, Julian Brandt, and Promise David. And hopefully two out of the three of them happen very, very soon. Well, there we go, LFU. Welcome back to Lads Podcast, pre-season pod. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself. I'll be back again same time next week. Make sure to follow us on socials, Lads Leeds on Instagram and X, and keep up to date with everything happening in Leeds United's pre-season. Come and listen to this podcast. So whatever you're doing for the rest of the week, for the rest of pre-season, go and enjoy yourself, and make sure you're back here same time next week.